This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Man, that winter car cover got hooked up on the rear bumper when we tried to pull it off. Woo! Bumper? What's a bumper? Oh, ho, ho, ho! The bumpers are made for hooky bobbing. You don't have a bumper? Well, here on the second hour of Auto World, hey, welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, with a bumper on the Auto World car here on the second hour. You got to have a bumper in order to grab the bumper to hooky bob. Okay, everybody, raise your hand. Doesn't matter if it's your right or your left hand. Raise your feet. I don't care. Wiggle your right ear if you've ever hooky bobbed. Oh, I got some ears a-wiggling here in the studio. Six rows of folks, they all got their hands up. In fact, hey, you guys, you got, for some reason, the males, they got both their arms up. You guys, hooky bobbing is what it's all about when it comes to the winter games here at Auto World. Good to have you along. We're going to be hooky bobbing with me and, of course, all of our great people here that helped me put on Auto World. Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. At GCN, Genesis Communications Network, in order to make you, when you call in on your cell phone, sound good, wherever you're at. And just say hi, Axelrod Alex. Is your axle spinning? Woo, yeah, it is, because he's been hooky bobbing. He's a hooky bobber. When you grab the back bumper and you're sliding all along, go ahead and head over and take a look at that great photo that we put up there on our Auto World Radio Facebook page. And there's a lot of you hooky bobbing with me behind that old 30s car. Yes, you know, the old 30s cars had some good-sized bumpers, and they did hang out there. I've got a little 38 Plymouth that front and back bumper is way out there. Plenty of room for everybody to hang on and hooky bob. For you young folks that are listening, thank you. And you might not know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about hooky bobbing. Well, that's where you have a slick, icy, snowy road in your neighborhood and you take off with mom and dad's car because you don't want to cream and crash your own car, right? No. Take mom and dad's car, grab the back bumper and hang on to it while someone drives the car real slow while you're sliding on your feet. And in this case, you could take your sled if you wanted or your inner tube, whatever it might be. Those days are gone. What? Why? Too many W's. Because there's no bumpers. There's nothing to grab onto. Yeah. I promise you here on the second hour, I've got a bumper for you to hang on to. Yes, thanks for being here with me today here on Auto World. I've got, well, some winter tips and tricks for you. Each and every hour, I've shared some with you on the first hour, and the second hour, we've got more for you to get you warm in the driver's seat. And if you're a passenger, we're going to get you warmed up, period. Going to get you warmed up, folks. It's all there is to it right here. And we also have, here on the second hour of Auto World, winter corrosion equals a recall. Yep, a recall, something about winter and corrosion. Stay tuned for that. So you might want to go ahead and grab a pencil, pen, paper, whatever you might have to write with, because we do sometimes give you information that you'll never hear anywhere else. And I'm going to do that today here on Auto World, the recall and the brand, the model, and how many are being recalled. Just, you're going to have to write it down. I know you're not going to be able to memorize all the fun we're having here today here on Auto World, so get ready to write that down. Also, I'm going to share with you, oh, you've been looking for a new car, huh? Well, guess what? I have for you 10 that you should avoid. We started at number 10 at the bottom on the first hour. I'm going to give you some now in the second. In the third hour, you're going to hear number 1, 2, and 3. Cars to avoid. And that is from Consumer Reports. That's not from yours truly. Not my opinion. It's Consumer Reports. Also, well, let's, why not share with you right now some of Barrett Jackson's 50th anniversary took place this last week, folks, and they did sell some cars. And these numbers that they're selling for, I remember back in the day, I was there, I've been there many times broadcasting Auto World, and had a lot, do a lot of fun there doing that, but to give it to you and all. And today here I want to share with you quite a few of the automobiles, and it's really kind of, talk about inflation. The numbers have gone up, way up. So, today here at Barrett Jackson Scottsdale, 50th anniversary, where money doesn't matter! Money. How about that 55 Mercedes-Benz Goldwing 300 SL? It was red. A 55 Mercedes-Benz Goldwing 300 SL. Sold for $1.7 million. You know all about Smokey and the Bandit, you know, Burt Reynolds. Well, yep, he's passed. Rest in peace, my friend. They brought in a black, yep, a 77, a 1977 Pontiac Firebird. Yes, it was an AMSE edition. Beautiful car, of course, as you know, the Firebird chicken, I guess you could call it, on the bonnet, the hood up the front. Sold for $450,000. Times have changed. But here on the second hour, I want to ask you something. Did you know that segment that we like here in Auto World? Do you like it too? I've got your emails asking, will you do that again? Well, we're going to do it again. But first, I want you to know you're my friend, and that with that said, always will be my friend. I'm here to help you, friend, with anything and everything you might need to know about why, how come, what, where do I go? And that is in every single division of your automobile. This is Auto World. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. It's the America's Automobile Enthusiast Show, folks. Not only am I ASC certified master technician, but appraiser. Yes, appraising values to automobiles at all times, of course. And giving you the real number on your car. So I have, like, after 40 plus years of being in the automotive industry, and still am, and touching and tasting and all that. Love that transmission fluid dripping down my arm and going into my mouth when I'm doing transmission services. Not. I want you to know, you can email me at any time, that address. Right now, as we are live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza, the address for email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Don't forget, Facebook, my address, my name, Mark Evans. Facebook message me. Instagram address is Auto World Media, and don't forget the Auto World podcast. You're welcome into the Auto World 6x6 truck today. We've pulled the car cover off. They got stuck on the back bumper. We're sitting here hooky bobbing. Oh, yeah. Sure glad you got your hat on, your gloves on. Keep you warm. Did you know that the Chevrolet Vega, remember the Chevrolet Vega? Back in 1971, how was it shipped? When Chevrolet decided to bring out that Vega, a two-door, I know they didn't ever make a four-door Chevrolet Vega, but the two-door sedan, coupe, I guess you could call it. How about the station wagon? Oh, yeah, we all know the Chevrolet Vega from the blown head gaskets. How did they ship it back in 1971? They built it, then they had to ship it out to all the dealers, the Chevrolet dealerships. Well, did you know? They shipped it on train walls. That's right. See, train boxes are metal, so what they did, they designed the train box cars. The side doors of the train box was designed to flip down. Kind of like a car ramp on your car trailer. That little ramp would flip down. They'd drive the Chevy or push the Chevrolet Vega up there, latch it onto the wall, and raise the wall back up. So all those Chevrolet Vegas were sitting there pointing, you know, they were upside down, heading to your dealerships back in 1971. Good to have you along. Coming up, your emails. I'm digging deep into the email bag, along with some fresh live ones here. I can't hardly wait to see what cars to avoid in the new lineup. I'm Mark Evans. Good to have you along.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So you got a lot of gas in the tank. Let's get going. Drive it. Turn the heater up. I'm hot. You're hot? Yes, I got the heat on too fast. Really, honestly, do you ever have enough heat in the winter in your automobile? No. So, this week here on Auto World, I've got for you some winter tips and tricks. Uh-oh. There's dogs in the studio. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Who let the dogs out? Well, I tell you who let the dogs out. Go over there and take a look at our Facebook page. The address is Mark Evans, Auto World Radio. Yes, dogs, folks. Who would have ever thunk that dogs would be involved in the auto world side? Yes, automotive. They are. Oh, the taste of winter as you're sticking your dog tongue out, catching the snowflakes. Go over and take a look at that beautiful dog. And of course, we all have dogs, don't we? And do you put the dog in the back seat and put the electric window down, and the window goes down, the dog's got to have their nose out the window, letting that nice, crisp winter minus 20 degree air come in. How's your heater working now? Whew! Cold. So you're letting your dog have fresh air while you freeze. That's okay. I do the same thing. Then I holler at the wife, would you put the window up? Yes, the dogs after a while have enough cold air and they come in and then they're screaming at you and whining, turn the heater on, turn the heater on. Okay, so with that, how fast does your air flow? No, the windows are up now, but how fast does the air flow come through your vents, folks? How fast does the airflow change when you go from heat, which is blowing air to your feet down there on the driver's side and the passenger side, and then when you change it from heat to defrost, how fast does it move the air from the floor to the defrost or from the floor to the AC vents, which, you know, those are the vents pointing right at you. A lot of you like the heat blowing right on your face because those vents are in the center of your dash. Hey, that's good. So your dog in the back likes it in the center, too, because the air gets back there quicker. So if your air isn't, this is a little test for you to do, not right now, just wait till the show's over, and then you're going to come back for the third hour. But just try it. Go ahead, start it up. You know, first and foremost, when you're sitting there in the cold weather outside, do not start your car in the garage. Pull it out. I do not. I want you here next week and the weeks to come. Okay? So don't suck the fumes in from that ICE engine. Internal combustion engine is what that stands for, ICE. I want you to start it up, get the operating temperatures, and push those buttons. Touch those electronic little controlled buttons on your control head on the dash from heat to defrost. And then I want you to go ahead. Count to whatever number you need to count to find out how many numbers it takes for the heat to get up to the defrost. If it's taken a long period of time to get there, that means your dampener door vacuum pods are weak and worn out. These are vacuum-operated pods, folks, that have a little damp. The doors, they're doors. That's what's causing the air that point, you know, it's a door that closes to point the air to your feet. And then when you push the defrost, that door opens up another door, and there's little pods on there to open and close the doors. The dampener door pods are worn out. And some of them, most of our cars today, the older cars are vacuum-operated, which is an easy fix because rubber hoses with vacuum sucking air through those vacuum lines causes from the engine, if you hear a snake, that's a vacuum line leaking. Put a new vacuum line on and you'll have more vacuum going to the dampener door pods in order for them to work correctly and go fast. Now, for you folks that's got the electronic side, oh yeah, your dampener doors are electronically controlled. Well, guess what? Well, I'll give you another one here real quick. There's a computer module out, period. Yeah, they work, but they're really fast. Mark, I counted to 8 before it went up to defrost. Replace the heater control module. Get the word out here. Heater control module. You can do it yourself. If you want to go to the chiropractor later because it's down underneath the passenger floorboard, you look up, you throw out 3 vertebrae. Don't do it yourself. I don't want to see you in the chiropractor, let alone the doctor at the hospital. And now, the temperature-controlled head unit that's on the dash. That could be bad also, because it's not sending the electronically controlled number Mark, I want an 80 in here. Yeah, I know you're all maxing it out to 90, whatever your highest number it is, and it's not giving you 90. It's only reading basically a temperature of 70 in your cockpit there where you're riding with all the creature features around you. Well, there is actually a temperature-controlled thermostat, folks, that little vitty. It would be probably to the right of your stereo in the center there of your dash. It's got a little grill work on it. It's separate from everything else. It's got it looks like a little Jeep grill. Three little slots. They're very small, about the size of a dime. That's where it's basically got a thermometer control unit right there behind those three little slices, and that is where the temperature is coming through those slices, those little cuts through the little dash there. And it's telling, it's sending that signal of what temperature it is inside the cabin back to the temperature control unit where you're touching it to make the numbers go up or down. That little sensor's bad. That's an easy fix. No. It doesn't cost a lot, but you got to get into it to get it out of there. Very tough to do. You got to pull the glove box out. I won't go there. But anyway, hire it done. So those simple things like that, you know, causing you to be colder than what you should really be inside your car. Those are your winter tips and tricks for the second hour. Now, it is time for some trivia. This is for you now. I've got some great gifts to give to you. All you got to do is help me answer it by emailing or calling in. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Here's the question for all of you. For some great gifts inside our Lincoln Continental that's out in the 14-degree weather right now. I don't know, it might be. I like to. It's 30 degrees out. The most popular car color in the United States for 2019 was what color? The most popular car color in the United States for 2019 was what color? A lot of colors to pick from. What color was the favorite color in 2019 in the United States? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or Facebook message me. Mark Evans is the address. Instagram, Auto World Media. We'll be right back after a short word from, well, they got some secret sauces to tell you about here, our great sponsors through the show. We come back, 10 cars to avoid when buying new. I'm Mark Evans.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Travelers stranded in airports.
Flight was canceled for Cleveland. Can't get any until Sunday evening or Monday morning.
And on the roads.
Whiteout. Roads are awful. Very, very slippery.
NBC News talking with those affected by a powerful nor'easter that has dumped mounds of snow in the Northeast. More than 1,400 flights canceled and more than 1,400 delayed. Word coming Sunday that North Korea has fired what appears to be the most powerful missile test since President Joe Biden has taken office. Japanese and South Korean military saying the missile was launched on a high trajectory, landing about 500 miles away in the sea. Iraqi authorities say an attacker has been apprehended in a rocket attack targeting Baghdad International Airport. Kuwait suspending flights to Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
But the thing I'm so bad is I got a Galaxy 500.
Good to have you back, folks, right here on All the World. I'm sitting here in the 6x6. Well, it's a little pickup box with the cab. I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper chair with the staff here. Put Lion Lucy here, my makeup artist. She put a little heat seater in my seat because it's winter time. Oh, yeah. Helped you with a little bit of winter tips and tricks here on the second hour. And we're going to come back with more of those on the third hour, of course. Stay tuned for the third hour because Sony, no baloney. Yes, that's right. Third hour, Sony knows electrical. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. But first, right here, we got a little more trivia for you. And this trivia is, I've got one for gifts that we're going to talk a little bit about here in a second. But first and foremost, in 1946, this goes back in time, in 1946, France introduces a vehicle tax based on horsepower. A policy still in place in the 1990s, and the reason why France does not produce cars with big engines. That was back in 1946. Big engines, more horsepower, more taxes. With Dodge, that doesn't matter. They want you to become the chief donut maker. Folks, don't forget to get over to the Dodge. Just Google Dodge Donut Maker, Chief Donut Maker, and it'll pop up. Goldberg there, the old wrestler, he's the spokesperson on behalf of Dodge. They want you to become the person that does the most donuts with your car. And, of course, they're going to have you get in a Hellcat in on their premises and literally see if you can't roast their tires off to do donuts. What is a donut? It's a Krispy Kreme. It's got full of snow. No, it's donuts where you spin the back end of the car around and around in circles until you get to the point where you're dizzy and or you've done about... well, enough donuts to get Dodge to give you a $150,000 paycheck. Wow. Wow. Okay, here's the trivia question for you to answer with some great gifts, folks. Mothers, I got in there. Meguiar's, I've got in there. Solution Finish, I've got in there. Oh, what else we have in there? Wash drops in there. What I'm saying is a great gift bag, detail gifts for you for inside your car, outside your car. And you don't have to use them on your car. I've actually got an odor eliminator that works for your carpet in your house. And I am going to throw in a bottle of window cleaner. You're not going to believe how this window cleaner cleans your windows. Glass. Do not use it on your computer screen, though. Here's the question. What was the most popular color, car color, in the United States for 2019? What was the most popular car color in the United States for 2019? What color was it? 855-660-4261 and email address autoworldradio@yahoo.com and also Facebook Messenger. Mark Evans is my address. Head on over and take a look at the photos we got on there. Hooky Bobbin at its finest. You've all climbed aboard, grabbing the bumper, of course. We're Hooky Bobbin, which has kind of gone bye-bye because there's no more bumpers. There is a bumper, by the way, on your car. You just don't see it sticking out. It's not chrome anymore. If you've got a newer car, I mean, geez, it started, what, back in like 1999? No more bumpers sticking, protruding outside of the front of your vehicle or in the back of your vehicle. But you do have a bumper, the bumper cover, which is a plastic fiberglass cover that covers the whole entire front of your car. It's a one big piece, bulky. It wraps around and hugs your headlights. A lot of you, a little chin spoiler on the bottom of that, we call it, you pull up and go ahead and hit that curb one more time when you park. Oh, boy, that front cover that's covering up the front bumper is very expensive. Very expensive. Ugh. Money. It takes forever to get those covers off, which that's the money. Okay, it is time now, right here on Auto World. If you're looking for a new car, I've got 10 for you to avoid. I shared with you, starting at the bottom with number 10. Now, since we're in your second hour of Auto World, remember the third hour, we're going to be sharing with you number 3, number 2, and number 1. But let's go to, we did the Jeep Renegade. We're going from 10 up to 1, folks. These are 10 to avoid from Consumer Reports, CR. Number 7, the Jeep Compass. It's the lowest rated model in its class, folks. CR, Consumer Reports, says the Jeep compact SUV performance feels even slower than the numbers suggested. Steering is rather vague, denying the driver a feel of precision and control. The jittery ride is neither very absorbent nor entirely well controlled. Its reliability is much worse than average, according to Consumer Reports. That's number 7. Let's go to number 6. On the 10 most unwanted or please avoid vehicles. CR, Consumer Reports, they praise the Infiniti QX50's engine and roomy, quiet, and well-furnished interior. However, they found that the engine doesn't provide the promising performance or fuel economy that it should have. And the controls, very confusing. All in which combined to leave us, well, Consumer Reports and you, overwhelmed with how to use them. What do they do? Reliability has been average, so it's not all bad news for the Infiniti QX550. Let's go to number 5. We're working up. Number 5. Cars to avoid. The Nissan Rogue Sport. Yeah, you're going to go rogue here in the Nissan Rogue Sport. Subcompact SUV. The Nissan Rogue Sport was much better than average predicted reliability, above average test results, yet has much worse than average owner satisfaction. The owners, you folks, just don't like them for some reason. When the poll comes out, you vote negative. Yeah, on a lot of things on it. You don't like it. Their list is so long, it's like, why doesn't Nissan stop making it? That's number 5. Number 4 on the list of cars to avoid. when buying new, as of right now. The Infiniti Q50, Infiniti Q50, is number 4. It made the list, which has never been on the list, but it made the list of cars to avoid. The compact luxury sedan, well, Consumer Reports rated it much better than average in both track testing and reliability, but owners, yes, getting right back to us again. Thank you for voting and putting in your 2 cents. You're far from happy. Much worse than average satisfaction. Yep. The infotainment system, which is a cumbersome and behind-the-curve system in this car, as you all voted. Expensive packages wiping out the price advantage that the Infiniti might have. That's the Infiniti Q50. Right here on Auto World. There it is. That's we're going down the list. Now, hour 3, you're going to hear number 3, 2, and number 1 in the cars to avoid when buying new. The Consumer Reports, what they do a poll and they ask you. Some of you probably actually maybe have filled out this poll and sent that your information in after driving it, doing the test drive. That's how they come up with it. And besides that, they do test drive them after a 3-year period of time, folks. 3 years. When we come back, I am jumping big time into the email bag to take some of your emails. And we're going to help you fix your car right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans from Boise, Idaho.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Good to have you back, folks. Sit back, relax, and make sure that you got 10 and 2, both hands on the steering wheel. I do. Driving it down the road. Thanks for riding along with me, Shotgun, here this weekend and every week, each and every day, whichever day and hour or 2 hours or 3 hours that you're listening to Auto World. Thank you. I salute you, my friend, and thank each and every one of you. I want to pat each and every one of you on the back and salute you because I ask and you are delivering, folks. Thank you for contacting your local radio stations and asking them to maybe carry Auto World a little bit more because it is carrying out more and more to our great affiliates. We're growing, and that's what it's all about. Our family's getting bigger and bigger, and that's because of you, the AW affiliate family. Thank you. I can't help enough people, period. I really can't. That's why I'm here, to help you with your car questions, your truck questions, your snowmobile questions. Why is a dog barking next door? Because that dog wants to bark. You know how to fix that? You've got an ICE engine, don't you? Internal combustion engine. Start it up. Rev it up. If you have to, you might want to cut the mufflers off just to make it louder, huh? Why not? Now, the trivia question that I threw out there to you here this week. For some great gifts, of course, they're always great because I'm giving them away to you. That's what it's all about. The question is, the most popular car color in the United States for 2019 is what color? The most popular car color in the United States for 2019 was what color? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we will help you get some gifts, and some detailed gifts, that is, some cleaning gifts. I'm not saying you have a dirty car, but it is winter, and we do have some dirt and sand and things like that, you know, in and around your car. I want to get them out of there because we're going to be talking a little bit about, well, I have a recall for you. So we're going to talk a little bit about, well, winter corrosion equals a recall. I gave you a lot of time here, and I'm going to give you a little bit more time before we close the garage door starts rolling down on us. Again, folks, a recall. You need a pen and paper and a piece of paper, so get ready to write down some information. But before the garage door rolls down, let's go to one of our great charter members here and this is Sunny. Let's go to Florida. Hi, Sunny, and welcome to Auto World this week. Good to have you.
Oh, hi, Mark. This is great to be talking with you.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate you calling in, Sonny, and you're one of our charter members, a good friend, and you've shared a lot of goodies with us. You know, how's your winter been?
Well, it's been kind of cool this year. It was freezing this morning.
And Sonny, with that freezing, what temperature is that down there in Florida right now?
Oh, it's about 50, maybe, if it's that. But this morning it was like 29.
Oh, that's an all-time record, isn't it?
I don't know for sure, but it's I live in Ocala, West Ocala, and that's the temperature I had this morning.
Yeah, that's chilly for Florida, but you've warmed me up. We're sitting here in Boise, Idaho at 30 degrees, and that's why I ask you the number, because you warm us up by saying it. See, thank you.
Well, been there, done that. I'm immigrant from New York State.
Oh, I bet you're feeling nice and warm and fuzzy watching the and listening to the snow that's falling there on the what do you call that? Nor'eastern? Is that how you say it?
Yep, the nor'easter. Yep.
Oh, man, they're getting some snow.
Yeah, it's a weird snow, too. It's, from what I see on the TV, it's like a very fine powder snow, which is unusual. Huh.
Yeah, you know what we call that here in the Idaho area? Inversion. It comes every winter, though, doesn't it, that winter weather?
Well, you say you don't like it, but what's the alternative?
Right. We all have
to
have a heater.
You've got to live through something, whether it's heavy rains, high temperatures, or snow and cold temperatures.
Yep. You got to have your snowmobile ready, you know, Sonny. How's your heater been working in your car?
In my car, it's working well. As a matter of fact, this morning I had to go out and get the papers and pick up a few little items. Went on sale today, so I was running around a little bit, and I find that if you put it on recirculate when you first get going, it heats up a lot faster.
Yes, absolutely, because it's recycling the air inside the cabin instead of sucking that.
The only thing is it's not getting to the back of the car as well, whereas you have it on, where the outside air coming in, it'll push that hot air all the way to the back of the car.
Yes, you know. Yeah, and are you talking about the Mercury that you have?
I'm talking about my little grocery getter. I have a 05 Vibe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good size cabin, isn't it, to heat up?
Well, that's for a little car, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But my the few times I had my Mercury out in cold weather, that heated up fast, even though you had a lot more area to heat up.
Yes. You know, that's a tip, too, Sonny, that we should give everybody, too, here, is that before buying a vehicle, no one ever goes and turns the heater on and checks the airflow coming out of the heater, do they?
Nope. I didn't.
You didn't?
I assumed it should be good. I've always had cars that had no problem there.
Well, I hear a lot of clients, customers, they have the Chevy truck, and they love the heat flow coming out. The air flows fast and bringing them a lot of hot air. But then they tell me, I won't mention the names and brands, Sonny, of the cars that don't have a lot of air coming out. And they're like, what's wrong with it, Mark? Well, it's the brand and model that you bought. So, gosh, Sonny, I'm glad you brought that up. It's that we need to all start turning the heaters on and turning the fan on full blast, because, you know, that's the same fan that's blowing the air conditioner at us down there in Florida, huh?
Well, really, it's unusual, because normally you either have it on vent or AC. But this winter, or this fall and winter, we've had a lot of cool weather, so I've been running the heater a lot.
Yeah, that's good. That means that you're not letting that sewage stop in the heater core, Sonny, which is good. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you.
The most favorite color that was in 2019 was in the red family.
Dark red. Dark red, maroon, yeah. In 2019, is that what? Now, I guess Regis Philbin said, is that your final answer, huh?
Yeah.
The most popular car color in the United States for 2019, Sonny, you're saying dark red or maroon?
Well, just red or maroon. But, you know, some people have problem visualizing the different shades, I guess, on the radio.
Yes. Well, you're no, it's not red or maroon, and it's actually, to kind of a tip, it's on the other side of that red.
Right.
Okay, so that's pretty dark. It's kind of very interesting. And by the way, Sonny, I want to make sure that I've got your address, because I got some goodies for you I want to send to you. In fact, I got a special thing for your Mercury that I've been wanting to get to you. So I appreciate you calling in, and again, for everybody else listening too. Red and maroon, Sonny.
I had problems with my gas mileage going down on my Vibe, because I use that a lot. I attributed it to the increase in traffic here in Florida. Everybody is migrating here.
Yeah.
That's where I live. We have two people from California. We have somebody from Washington State. I mean, this is...
They're coming your way.
Diagonal to the country, the furthest distance away, right? Except
count to 10.
Hawaii.
Count to 10, Sonny. I appreciate you calling in. We've run out of time for this hour. Looking forward to you joining me the third hour, okay? Thanks for calling in from Florida. Thank you, Sonny.
All right, Mark. It was great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yep. Appreciate you calling in. We'll see you next hour, folks.
I'm nationwide.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.